bunch of calls and SMSs the other day on impressions of Brisbane suburbs, ones that you lived in. The one that kept arising with Moorooka on the south side was the number of car yards along Ipswich Road. We all know it as the magic mile of motors, but here is not all what it seems. And we have Moorooka Ward Councillor Steve Griffiths on the phone. Hi, Steve.
G'day. How are you, Claire?
I'm very well, thanks. Now, we all know that it's a good place to go and have a look at cars when you're in the market for a new car.
It's a brilliant spot. Yeah, that's right.
But it is causing major problems with the residents and the car yards. And there's a little bit more to the story. You think that some people are, you smell a rat, frankly.
Look, it's probably more than smell a rat. You see a rat. But what's happening is the car yards have, and not all of them, of course, but some of them have over the years been buying properties that adjoin their boundaries. And there's a lot of character homes there, and what tends to happen is they run down or, are left to be dilapidated, and then an application comes into council for removal of those homes. And then once homes are removed, then the application comes in to rezone the land from residential to general industry. So it's essentially expansion of the car yards into a residential area.
So it's somebody who can afford to buy a house and just let it sit there and get weathered till it has to be rezoned. Now, these houses, are they Queenslanders? Would they originally been in a character?
Yes, they are. In fact, we've just lost, in Hamilton Road, we've just lost a couple of homes there where the people who own a car yard have bought some houses adjoining them.
Mm.
And these houses have been let get to such a state that they requested to remove them. Council refused because these were character houses, and they took us to court. So obviously our laws aren't strong enough. Took us to court and won, and then demolished those homes. And now they have an application to turn that residential land into general industry.
That really irks me. And I know that they're dealing with some serious plays in Moorooka, because Moorooka residents have kind of had enough of this. They have a lot of units going up in their area too, and they've fought and won some of those battles, haven't they?
They have. They've had success, and hopefully we'll have success with this one. There's no law to force someone to maintain their house. So council's got no way of telling someone to shut the doors or don't allow vagrants to live there or whatever. So with our character houses, often if someone wants to get rid of them, they can leave it open to the elements and then claim that it's too dilapidated to repair. So the argument should be then, if we do lose a character house, we maintain that land as residential and don't reward people by letting them change the zoning so the land becomes suddenly more valuable by removing that house.
Exactly. And what can you do about this?
Look, it's very limited. It's very limited. At the moment, speaking to people like yourselves and letting people know what's going on, residents have lodged objections. I've lodged an objection. It's really in the administration's court at the moment, in terms of the Lord Mayor and his administration's court, as to how they decide or what they decide to decide.
Now, this is peculiar to Moorooka in terms of it being car yards, but is it something that happens all over the place too? Ring me if you know about it, 13 13 32, where industry and business wanting to take over residential area and doing the same sort of thing. It just seems so wrong, but they're doing it within the law, aren't they?
That's my understanding. They're doing it within the law, but I think it's really not what the law intended.
No,
I don't think the law intended anyone to be able to get around these rules. So that, you know, you could let an old Queenslander run down or become dilapidated so that you could remove it and then get the zoning changed.
And especially in Moorooka, one of the hardest hit places with that storm on November 27 last year.
Absolutely. And look, Moorooka is very well known for the car yard, but it's got a very strong tradition throughout the city. And the number of people I speak to all the time who have a connection, a grandmother, an auntie, an uncle, who've lived there, it's a well-known, it's a working suburb, but it's a well-known working suburb, and people are very proud of their suburb.
They certainly are. It stinks, actually. And how long does that normally take for them to buy an old building and for it to become in a state where it is then considered dilapidated?
Sometimes years. Yeah. So some of these properties have been held for years. And then, yeah, and over time they're becoming more and more dilapidated. So, yeah.
Interesting.
It's not the right way to go. It's not good for the local community. It's not fair on the local community. You know, K-yards are there. They're part of our suburb, and that's great. But residents living there have a lifestyle as well, and they should be looked after as well.
And there are other problems too. I know that some of the local residents are really annoyed with the constant test drives that go on around there.
That is one of the biggest ones, is the test drives and people speeding up and down the street. The other one is the unloading of the transporters in front of people who obviously close to K-yards, unloading those in front of their property so it blocks their driveway. You know, with our, and the new K-yards that we've allowed to be redeveloped down there, they've got ability to unload on site.
Mm.
Sometimes they choose not to use that and use it as a parking for staff or whatever. So it's something we've always got to be vigilant with as a council, but it's catching them in the act of unloading their cars and then going back to them saying, well, you're meant to be unloading these on site.
Steve, you got your job cut out for you, and I know you're very passionate about your ward. Thank you so much. We've got calls coming in, so we'll see what they have to say.
Thanks very much, Claire. See you later.
Bye. Steve Griffiths, Moorooka Ward Councillor.